the Besserman News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel says its sweeping assault on Iran's top military leaders, nuclear scientists, uranium enrichment sites, and ballistic missile program is necessary to prevent its adversary from getting any closer to building a nuclear weapon.
The Israeli military has said this morning that it is continuing to kill senior Iranian military officials. Now, when these attacks started 5 days ago, one of the first things they did was kill several of the most senior members of Iran's intelligence, of its military, of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, really senior totemic military figures. What they say they've done today is actually kill one of their replacements. So Iran very quickly put new people in those positions, and one of them has only survived for 5 further days.
BBC correspondent Anna Foster reporting. President Trump is increasingly sending signals that the United States could enter the military conflict between Iran and Israel.
After returning early from an international summit to focus on the Mideast, the president said we now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran. He also said in a social media post that we know exactly where Iran's supreme leader is hiding. The wording of those statements strongly suggests that the U.S. and Israel are working in tandem as the Israeli-Iranian conflict intensifies.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Russian missile and drone bombardment has killed at least 15 people and injured 156 others in Ukraine overnight, with the main barrage demolishing a 9-story apartment building in Kyiv. It was the deadliest attack on the Ukrainian capital this year and came as 2 rounds of direct peace talks have failed to make progress. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
The Killeen Independent School District has agreed to stop barring students from evangelizing during non-instructional time. The case centered on a girl who had been handing out small slips of paper bearing Bible verses to her classmates during recess. The principal confiscated the slips and the girl's Bible and threatened to punish her if she did it again. Attorneys for the American Center for Law and Justice went to bat for the student. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. 2 Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala over the weekend, sparking anger in a nation that doesn't recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. Guatemalan officials decried the event, saying it violates their law. This is SRN News. Former Senator Bob Menendez arrives at prison to begin serving his bribery sentence. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The New Jersey Democrat has been mocked for crimes as Gold Bar Bob, according to his own lawyer. The 71-year-old Menendez maintains his innocence. Last week, a federal appeals court rejected his last-ditch effort to remain free on bail while he fights to get his bribery conviction overturned. Menendez also seemingly appealing to President Trump for a pardon, posting on X, then deleting, that prosecutors were politically motivated and praising Trump for rising above the lawfare. I'm Julie Walker.
FBI agents found gold bars in his home worth an estimated $150,000. Menendez denies he took bribes. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.